You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A relationship with Jesus promises grace and rest. Dig deeper into this truth in week three of our series, Beyond the Signs.
Again, we want to welcome everyone. This is our 3 o'clock service. So we are on our third part of our series, okay, Beyond the Signs. So last week, we're still in the book of John, lahat yan. Week before that, pinag-usapan po natin, week one, we talked about Jesus stepping into a situation to save a family and a people or a couple from a lot of embarrassment and shame. Kasi naubusan sila ng alak, no, in their wedding. And Jesus, in His mercy and grace, simply willed it, and it happened. Okay, Jesus did not have to speak to the water. Jesus did not have to go to the water and turn it into wine. He simply willed it. And it happened. Okay? And that's week one. I mean, that's just the power of the God that we serve. And then week two, we talked about an official son. Actually, we're talking about the official who came to Jesus and told him, Jesus, would you please come to my house so that my son will be healed. He's at the point of death. He's dying. And the only hope he has is you. Would you please come with me to my house? Jesus did not have to go with the officials, okay, to his house to heal the son. Jesus simply spoke the word. And his son was healed. I mean, the official coupled his faith with obedience. He did not ask Jesus any questions. He did not protest to Jesus, that you don't understand what is happening. You need to be there. No. He simply obeyed what Jesus said, go and your son will live. And I hope that you are encouraged with those stories. My question is, do you believe Jesus' word? Do you believe it enough to actually act upon it? Because at the end, the official not only believed it, he acted on it. Do you believe? Do you take Jesus at his word? And I hope you do. And today we're going to talk about another miracle that Jesus did in the book of John, a little different from the first two, because the first two was actually quite private, okay? The first time he did the miracle in front of the servants. And then the week two, The miracle was done in front of just the son and the father and the wife and the entire family. Nobody knew about it except this family. But this time, Jesus is going to do a miracle for the first time in public. Okay? Not necessarily his first miracle, okay? But according to the Gospel of John, ito lang yung sinalansan ni John. So this is what happened, okay? Not only did it happen publicly, but it also happened on a Sabbath. Now, to us, that doesn't make that doesn't sound very much of a big deal. Pero pag pinag-usapan po natin later yan, ano pa talaga yung Sabbath to the Jewish mind and to the religious leaders, and later we'll talk about that. But again, when we go to John, let's look at the purpose of why John wrote this letter. And wrote this gospel, and then also the same way, ito rin po kasi yung purpose why we are doing this series. Okay? This is what it says. Now, Jesus did many other signs that were not written in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Okay? There were many other signs that John did not write, but he specifically chose these signs. Okay? Why? So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Not for no other reason, but to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that by believing you may have life in His name. That is the very reason why we're doing this series. And I hope if you are here for the first time, okay, if you've been seeking God, I hope and pray that these signs that we will talk about will lead you to knowing Christ as the Savior of the world and that you will have life in His name. Okay, so kung bisita ka dito, kung bago ka lang dito, or maaaring matagal ka nang umaatin dito, pero hindi mo pa rin nauunawaan kung ano pa talaga yung ibig sabihin ni Jesus. I hope today is the day of your salvation, that you will actually have life in Jesus. So right now, we will talk about, again, we healing at the pool on the Sabbath. We'll talk about that now. So may I now request everyone to please stand as we read God's word today We'll be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Kindly open your Bible, whether it be hard copy or on your devices. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. Medyo mahaba po siya, pero kailangan po natin makita yung context nung sinasabi ni Jesus. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. Say 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know it was Jesus, for Jesus had withdrawn, as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." And the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." Verse 18, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We ask that your Holy Spirit will guide us, that you will lead us. Help us, Lord God, to know what you have for us in this story. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. See, the story goes that yung merong tao din na nandyan sa pool, no? By the pool, we don't know exactly where this pool is, but according sa mga ruins ngayon in Jerusalem, these are some of the pictures that we can, you know, maybe pinpoint where this pool was. All right? Yan lang po yung mga pictures. Okay, dun po sa maliit na yan, Jesus healed the sick man near these medicinal pools or baths, okay? So maaling yan yung nangyari dyan, no? So what we will look at three things in the story. Number one, let's look at beyond the situation. Because we're looking at the situation, we're looking at the sign that Jesus did, and we want to make sure that we understand what John is doing, all right? So what we have right here is the situation where this man has been there for 38 years. Now, I don't know what your situation is when you walked into this room today, but I hope that you would look at your situation and that you would look at it the way you would look at it. Because Jesus, when he saw the situation, he went beyond the situation. He went beyond the situation that this man was facing. And I want to, you know, really encourage you today that Jesus is doing the same thing to you today. He can see your situation, but he does not want you to focus on your situation, but actually see what he is doing. Because that's exactly what he did here. Now, let's look at the situation here. Verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. Oh, now, commentators will tell you that we don't really know exactly what that particular feast is. Some people are saying this is the Passover, but the Passover just happened in chapter 3. Okay, so we're not sure. Meron kasiyahan dyan, okay, during this time, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And while he was there, now there in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. Okay, and now what is the significance of this story? Well, ganito po yan. In this story, in this Bethesda, lay a lot of people who were sick. Okay, kasi naniniwala po sila na yung there are times that angel actually. If you would open your Bible now, go to chapter 5, makikita po ninyo wala pong verse 4. Unless you are reading King James Version or New American Standard Version, if you're reading an NIV and ESV, yung Bible po ninyo, magja-jump from verse 3 and then jump to verse 5. Walang verse 4. And verse 4 actually was written in the old manuscripts para lang siyang footnote, telling you what was happening. Okay? Why? Okay, tingnan po na lang bakit maraming tao noon. Hindi lang po sila nag-usap-usap, you know, summer na, let's go for a swim, magkita-kita tayo dun sa pool. By Bethesda, no? Hindi. They were there for a reason. Okay, ito po yung verse 4 sa New King James. This is what happened. Okay, the reason why there were so many people in that pool is this. For an angel went down at certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. And whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well. Whatever disease he had. So kaya po, ang daming tao rito, kaya meron, ang daming tao na may sakit, kahit anong sakit mo, basta nakita mo yung angel, in-stir yung water, you have to jump in to the pool and you get healed. Kumbaga, first come, first serve. Diba? And then just like here in this, you know, in this place, no, meron po tayong 800 seating capacity. Meron pong capacity. Hanggang 800 lang po tayo. That is why after 800, hindi na po natin pinapapasok yung iba. Alright? And I'm sure some of you, or maybe all of you, have experienced that. Kung saan, napagsaratuhan na po kayo ng pinto. Okay? Meron po ba? Nasaratuhan na po kayo. Kasi 800, wala po kayo. Hindi na po pwede, di ba? But here, first come, first serve. Okay, the moment you see the water being stirred, we have to jump in. Kaya nga, nasabi ko nga dyan, dito, first jump, first healed. No? Kasi that's the only time. It's only one can be healed. So this man was right there. Because he found out. Okay, he found out that you know there's healing happening in that place. Now, I don't know your situation again, no? Maraming iba po sa inyo, you're in a hopeless situation today. Or maybe so some of you hindi. Maybe ano yung mga pwedeng hopeless situation na ginagawa na pwede natin pagdaanan? Maraming ikaw ngayon, you know, ipinagpipray mo na talaga maki-start ka na ng business. Kasi pagod ka nang pumila sa mga shuttle. Okay? Pipila kang 2 oras, bibiyahe kang 3 oras, magtatrabaho kang 8 oras, at pagkatapos ng 8 oras, pipila ka ulit ng 2 oras, bibiyahe ka ulit ng 2 oras, matutulog ka ng 2 oras, at gigising ka na ulit. Ganun at ganun, di ba? Every day of your life, Monday through Friday. No? Pagod na pagod ka na. At gustong-gusto mo na lang, gusto ko lang magnegosyo. Pero at the moment, wala kang pampuhunan. Kaya talagang, you're still in the same rut. Diba? Pero parang feeling mo, hopeless na to. Diba? Or some of you, maybe, you know, some of you are probably thinking, gustong-gusto mo nang magbago. Pero walang makatulong sa'yo. O maaaring iba sa inyo, gustong-gusto mo na talagang talikuran yung relationship na yan. Kasi alam mo, hindi tama. Pero alam mo, parang, hindi mo kakayaning mawala siya sa buhay mo. Parang, ouch, ang lalim, diba? Or maybe you're here today and your marriage is not working so well. No, parang lahat ginawa mo na. Lahat, nakipag-usap ka na sa mga tao, kinausap mo yung nanay niya. Actually, sinabihan mo na nga, inofera mo, rosoli ko na lang yung anak niyo, bigyan ko pa po pasobra, isang washing machine. No, ayaw nang tanggapin. Di ba parang, wala na. You feel that something is not working. Or maybe you've been married, you know, and you've been wanting to have children. Lahat ginawa niyo na. Nagpa-work up ka na. And everything, parang, nothing is happening. Or you're sick. Okay, you've been praying for healing week after week, year after year. But the healing hasn't come. And feeling mo, you're so hopeless. The situation is just hopeless. Wala nang pag-asa. Where do you go? What do you do? Kasi po, tayo mga Pilipino, kadalasan, may mga nangyayari, meron po tayong tinatakbuhan. Di po ba? Tayo mga Pinoy. Di ba, pag wala kang anak, gusto mong pumunta, saan ka pupunta? Sa ubando. Di ba? Para magsayaw. Or meron ito nga, limbawa, kasi meron tayong pinupuntahan eh. Kagaya nito, pagka, ito, nakita ko lang po, no, mga paniniwalang Pilipino, kapag may problema ang mga Pilipino, nagiging madasalin. Kapag may mahirap na request, nagnunobena sa baklaran. Kapag ayaw mong ulanin ang iyong araw, punta kay sa Santa Clara. Alay ka idlog. Kapag may nawawala, punta kay St. Anthony. Kapag mabigat ang problema at imposible, punta kay St. Jude. Kapag ayaw mong tumistigo sa Senado, punta ka St. Luke's. Diba, when you think about it, kidding aside, okay, that's why when you look at the situation of this man, he was hopeless. Not only was he hopeless, he was feeling helpless. Because when you read the text, it will tell you that he had no one to help him. Now, we don't know how this man was, we don't know how old this man was, but what we know is he was there for 38 years. Hindi natin alam kung magaling siya natin because NIV implies, okay, the New International Version implies that he was okay before this sickness was. Okay? Pero hindi po natin alam yun. Wala po natin, hindi po talaga. Pero ang alam natin, this man has been there 38 years. Okay? I don't know exactly where he was by the pool, but he was there 38 years. Okay, siguro nung first year niya, excited siya. Kasi narinig niya, uy, talagang may rakil na nangyayari dyan sa pool na yan, ah. Kapag nagagalaw yung tubig, eh, nagagaling ang mga tao, ah. So, tinignan niya, first year, nandun siya. Nakita niya, gumalaw. Man, may na-healed. Ngayon, sabi niya, naku, next year, ako na to, malapit na. So, can you imagine, pero wala, hindi siya nakakalakad, eh. Okay? So, can you imagine, he was just lying there. And year after year, he sees people being healed, and he couldn't do anything. And finally, he probably gave up. He probably gave up like many of us. Na kung may mga nangyayari sa buhay mo, paulit-ulit, di ba? Palagi ka nalang broken-hearted. Bakit ganun? Di ba? Or palagi nalang naguguloy yung lahat ng negosyo tinatayo mo, kung nagko-collapse. Na parang wala ka nang, iniisip mo, wala na, give up na ako. This is it, this is my fate. Ito na yung kapalaran ko. Pinanganak akong mahirap, mabubuhay akong mahirap, at mamamatay akong mahirap. Di ba? Parang ganun na yung feeling mo. That's exactly, I think, how the man was feeling. Because can you imagine, 38 years, tinititigan mo yung tubig mo. Eh, problema, paralyzed, hindi nga siya makagalaw. Di ba? So, every time mag-stir yung water, he couldn't do anything. He was hopeless. See, the thing is, while the man was hopeless, while the man cannot go to the pool, Jesus can come to him. That's the amazing thing about this story. Now, I don't know what your situation is. If you think that there is no hope in your situation, if you think you cannot just, you know, parang wala kang pwedeng lapitan, Jesus can actually come to you. Jesus is actually coming to you. Jesus is actually saying, I am right here and I want to bring something into your life. Verse 6 says, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned, this is NIV, learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. ESV says, when Jesus saw him and knew, Jesus knew that this guy has been there 38 years. You know, again, when you think about it, maaling meron kang problema at pinagdaanan ngayon, wala kang sinasabihan. Kaya ang sungit-sungit mo. Pero sinasabi mo sa mga na, kung alam lang nila kung ano yung pinagdaanan ko, maiintindihan nila bakit ganito ako. Kung alam lang nila kung gano'ng kahirap yung pinagdaanan ko ngayon, maiintindihan nila kung bakit ganito ako mag-react, bakit ganito ako magsalita. Let me tell you something today. Jesus actually knows what you are going through today. Jesus actually knows what you are feeling at this very moment. Alam niya. Alam niya yung condition mo. Alam niya yung condition mo. And you know what he's doing right now? He's also asking you a question. He wants to ask you a question. The same question he asked this man. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? That's what ESV says. And NIV says, do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? I believe some of us here have been in this situation, like in a situation like this, na paulit-ulit na lang yung problema mo. Na paulit-ulit na lang yung sakit mo. Pabalik-balik na lang yung allergy mo. Pabalik-balik na lang yung utang mo. Ngayon, pabalik-balik na lang lahat. Walang katapusan. And somehow you are actually now feeling na ito na talaga yon. Now when you think about this, Jesus asked him this question: do you want to be healed? Duh, hello, I want to be healed, of course. Diba? Parang, this is a silly question. This is like, parang, napaka-insensitive po naman, Jesus. I thought you knew I've been healed 38 years. I mean, what am I doing? Nagsasunbathe? Diba? Parang tanong Pilipino lang yan, diba? Kumain ka na ba? Busog pa ako eh. Diba? Saan ka na? Malapit na. Diba, hindi mo talaga sinasagot? You know, that's exactly what happened to this man. Jesus asked him a simple question, answerable by yes or no. Do you want to get healed? Do you want to get healed? Jesus is asking you the same question right now. Do you want your relationship to be better? Do you want your situation, your condition to be better? He's asking you the same question. Because I believe that there's some of us like this man who actually accepted this faith and said, this is it. Ito na to. Wala nang pwedeng mangyari. The reason why I believe Jesus asked him this question is not, you know, not because Jesus doesn't know he wanted to be healed. No, no. I think the reason why Jesus asked him this simple question was to actually for him to really want and desire to be healed. Because for the longest time, wanting to be healed is something that he desired. Pero hindi nangyayari at he decided to quit. Jesus wants to hear from this guy and said, do you really want to get better? Kasi pag inisip po ninyo, sa sitwasyon po natin ngayon, sometimes when you have sickness, nakukuha mo yung gusto mo. Di ba? Minsan pag may sakit ka, pagka meron kang hindi kayang gawin, yung mga tao ang lalapit sa'yo. Yung pamilya mo, palagi kang tulutulungan. Yung mga anak mo, palagi kang tinatanong, oh, kumusta ka na tayo? Okay ka lang ba tayo? Meron ka bang kailangan? Di ba? You know, your friends who never had any connection before, na nagkasakit ka, biglang tumawag sa'yo. Di ba? And sometimes, you actually like the situation right now because you get all the attention you want. And you don't have to do anything. Ang sakit mo na magsalita, Pastor. But that's the truth. I mean, I think that's what the man is doing right there. That's why Jesus had to ask him, do you want to get well? And ang question ko po sa inyo ngayon, do you want Jesus to heal you? Because sometimes, you now find comfort in your agony. Okay na ako dito. At least, pagka meron akong kailangan, merong nagbibigay. At least, dahil may sakit ako ngayon, meron akong privileges. Okay? No. The question is, do you want to get better? Do you want to get healed? Interesting also is the response of the guy. Okay, this is NLT. It says, ESV says, sir, okay, let me read to you in ESV. It says, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm going, another step down before me. In NLT, New Living Translation says, sir, I can't. I can't, sir. Okay, the sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. I mean, Jesus asked him a simple question. Do you want to get healed? Jesus is asking you the same question. Do you want to get better? But many times we give the same answer. We have so many excuses. You know, we excuse, kasi kung alam mo lang yung situation ko ngayon, Lord, kaya ganito yun. Kaya kahit gusto ko lang magbagong buhay, hindi kaya talaga, Lord. Kasi pag wala siya, wala talaga. O kapag hindi ko ginawa to, hindi na lang kami kakain. Wala na talaga mangyayari sa buhay namin. Di ba? And then you have all these excuses. This man was asked a simple question and then he gave all these reasons and excuses. Sir, I can't. Not only I can't, no one can help me. Now, what's so interesting about this is Jesus. Okay? Tandaan niyo po yung dalawang week natin. When Mary came to Jesus, sabi ni Mary sa kanya, they have no more wine. Natatandaan niyo pa yung sagot ni Jesus? Ano? Woman, why do you involve me in this? Parang ang init ng ulo ni Jesus, di ba? Woman, why do you involve me in this? Okay, parang nirebuke niya, di ba? Parang, kagawin ko kayo si Mary, parang, sama naman ng bata na to, hindi walang respeto sa nanay. Di ba? Parang ganun ang dating sa'yo. Now, when the official came to Jesus, what did Jesus say? When the official first time, you know, first time dumamit kay Jesus, please come and heal my son. Anong sabi ni Jesus? Natandaan niyo pa? Come on, come on. Kaya niyo yan, kaya niyo yan. I believe in you. Okay? Ha? Huh? Sabi niya, and then unang sinabi ni Jesus, nirebuke siya. Di ba sabi niya, kayo, naniniwala lang kayo, baka may sign. Di ba? Now, here is this guy, Jesus asked, this is so interesting. Jesus asked the guy, do you want to get healed? Ang sagot niya, sir, there's no one to help me. Palagi ako nauunahan. Nung minsan nga talaga inantay ko, natulog na lahat yung tao. Okay? Tapos gumagapang akong ganun. Dahil nakita ko siya, gumalaw yung tubig. Tapos, nasiko ko yung mama sa katabi ko, nagising, lumundag, gumaling. Paano ba to? Di ba? And then, dami niya excuses. Kaya nga ito, nandito na ako sa step, nandito na, malapit na, gugulong na lang ako pag gumalaw. Pero hindi pa rin nangyayari. And this guy have also many excuses. Di ba? Parang ganun din tayo, di ba? Pagka may dinidil si Lord sa buhay natin, Lord, hindi mo lang alam kung gaano kasakit yung ginawa niyang tao na yun sa akin. Hindi mo lang alam, Lord, kung gaano ko kamahal dati yan, tapos pinagkanulo ako. Okay, and we have so many excuses. And then, of course, in the first two stories, nakita natin, nirebuke ni Jesus. Pero amazingly, itong story na to, hindi siya nirebuke ni Jesus. Because Jesus saw something else. Okay, Jesus, you know, what John is showing us here is that Jesus not only look at our situations, but He knows us completely. Jesus knows us completely. Di ba, alam niya kung ano yung pinagdadaanan mo. Alam mo, hindi ka kaliligtaan ng Diyos. Actually, sa sitwasyon mo ngayon, hindi natutulog si Lord. Naririnig niya yung tawag mo sa kanya. Naririnig niya yung iyak mo na nag-iisa ka, nag-iini-umiiyak ka. Naririnig ni Lord yun. The Bible actually says that He put that in the bottle. Okay? He understands you. He knows you. He knows you. Hindi ka tinutulugan ni Lord kahit na ako minsan tinutulugan mo dito. Okay? Gisingin mo, baka natutulog na. Tabi mo, gising ka muna. But you know, but the Lord knows us so well. He knows exactly the pain, okay, yung frustration natin. Eh, wala tayong pwede itago sa Kanya. He knows na kaya lang nandito kasi you're pleasing someone else. Now, let's go beyond the healing. Okay, kasi nangyari healing na, di ba? Next time nito, nangyari na is beyond, nagkaroon ng healing, right? Beyond the healing. And Jesus said to him, okay, after all the excuses, Jesus did not even say anything to rebuke him of his unbelief. Alam, pag tinignan mo yung story, no, walang faith. Walang faith yung tao. Hindi nga naghahanap eh. Hindi nga nangihingi ng healing eh. Di ba? Wala siyang hiningi. Wala siyang ginagawa. Puro excuses. And yet, Jesus commanded him and gave him three short commands. Get up. Take up your bed and walk. That's easy for you to say, Jesus. Lumalakad kayo. Ako 38 years na ako nakahiga rito. Di ba? Pero amazing. Jesus said those three commands. The man actually got healed. Despite all his excuses, despite his unbelief, despite all his, yung feeling of hopelessness and self-pity, Jesus' compassion towards us is great. Okay? Jesus' compassion toward that man is great. He did not rebuke him, but actually commanded him. Ramdam ni Lord yung nararamdaman mo. Okay? Ramdam ni Lord yung pinagdaraanan mo. And He is full of compassion towards us. That's why when Jesus saw him, Jesus gave him three little commands. Get up, take up your bed, and walk. Can you imagine? 38 years mong hindi ginagamit yung paa mo. 38 years. I don't know how it felt. I don't know how it happened. I don't know kung ano itsura nung legs niya nung panahon na yun. But ang sinabi ng next verse, at once, say at once. Immediately. Okay, instantaneously. At that very moment, he got healed. All of the sudden, his muscles, his bones started working, and he actually got up, rolled up his bed, and started walking. Can you imagine that? For 38 years, hindi niya ginagamit yung legs niya, and all of the sudden, nakalakad siya. Wow. Eh, yung magkaroon ka ng cast for 1 month, di ba? Ano nangyayari sa bones, muscles mo? Lumiliit, di ba? Lumiliit, and then you can't even use it straight away. You need therapy. Para magamit mo kaagad. And yet here, at once, okay, for 38 years, hindi niya ginamit when Jesus commanded him to get up, take up your bed, and walk. He did. Instantaneously. And knowing that, Jesus again is asking you, do you want to get healed? Do you want to get better? Do you want me to bring wholeness in your life instantaneously? Because he can. I can't, but he can. He's the God that we serve. Okay? Jesus' power is immediate and sovereign. Immediate. Bigla. Right there and then. Can he do that today? Can he bring healing to you today? Can he bring wholeness to you today? Can he open your womb today and all of a sudden you'll be pregnant tomorrow? Can he actually kill those cancer cells in your body right now and tomorrow you'll be well? Can he reverse the irreversible? Hello? He is powerful. This is the God that we serve. And I believe with all of my heart, I believe with all of my heart that there are some of you today that Jesus would do that to you. He will heal you instantaneously. He will heal you, and I believe that. And I hope and pray that you will let us know that Jesus healed you today because he wants to do that. You know, the interesting, the name Bethesda is the house of mercy. House of mercy. This man was actually looking for mercy at that pool. And he saw not just mercy, he saw grace and healing to his body. At once, the man was healed and he took up his bed and walked. And then John put a very interesting twist in, you know, with the occasion when this happened. Parang trivia lang. By the way, parang ganun pag dinig na mo yung Bible mo, parang in our layman's term, parang, by the way, okay, now that day was the Sabbath. Okay, what is such a big deal about Sabbath? Well, look, you know, he was talking to the religious leaders. Okay, what is beyond Sabbath? Because when you look at the religious leaders, look at what happened. Okay, when he started walking, he rolled up his bed and walked. Verse 11 says, but he answered them. Okay, actually, verse 10 says the Jews actually told him, "What you're doing is unlawful. Why are you holding your bed?" And they noticed that he was carrying his bed, but they did not notice that he got healed. Isn't that interesting? You know, sometimes we get so caught up with rules and regulations that we actually missed out the essence of that rule. You can actually come to church and completely miss Jesus because you're so concerned with rules. And that's what happened here. But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" And they said, "Who is the man who said this to you? To take up your bed and walk." Verse 13, "Now the man who had been healed did not know it was who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place." Can you imagine? He received this healing. He did not have faith in Jesus. But he received this healing and he did not know who healed him. Is it possible that you can be in church and actually miss Jesus? Is it possible that you come here every Sunday and actually miss the relationship with Jesus. Just like these people. They knew the Bible. I mean, this, you know, just to give you an idea lang po, no? Ano ba yung idea ng mga Jewish people when it comes to Sabbath? Okay, para nang maintindihan na bakit umiinit yung ulo nila, nahawak-hawak niya yung bed niya. Well, one of the things that happens during Sabbath is this, okay? Yung babae, babae muna tayo. Okay lang, ladies. Pag babae ka, pag Sabbath, hindi ka pwedeng magsuot ng headband on a Sabbath. Sabbath happens at the evening of Friday. Bakit? Kasi pag may suot kang headband o headgear, tatanggalin mo yan bago ka maligo. Pag tinanggal mo yan, that is considered work. You're violating the Sabbath. Ito pa isa. Okay? Babae ka, hindi ka pwedeng tumingin on a Sabbath day from Friday afternoon to sundown Saturday, hindi ka pwedeng tumingin sa salamin. Huh? Grabe mga lady, hindi ako pwedeng magsalamin. Hindi! Bakit? Kasi baka makakita ka ng puting buhok at bunutin mo. Work yun. Pustiso. Pustiso. You are not allowed to wear false teeth on a Sabbath.
Yan ko lang, God.
Bakit? Kasi baka may mamatawa ka at nahulog yung pustiso mo, dadamputin mo. Pag dinamput mo, that's work. Here's the worst, okay? May anak ka. May anak ka. Ang cute-cute ng anak mo. Di ba? Eh, naglalamig yung mama, mama. Hindi mo pwedeng kargahin. Ha? Anak ko, hindi ko pwedeng. Hindi mo pwedeng kargahin pag Sabat. Bakit? Kasi baka mamaya may hawak-hawak na bato yan. Okay? Kahit maliit lang, kahit kasi liit lang ng kahit maliit na bato lang, baka may hawak na bato yan at kinarga mo, that's considered work. You're violating the Sabat. That is why when that man was carrying his bed walking and was healed, they did not care if he was healed. All they cared about was their loss. Kasi pag dinignan mo sa ibang gospel, meron din si Jesus right there in the temple. Sabi niya, meron siya nakita. The guy with the withered hand. Okay, paralyzed yung kamay niya. Tinawag niya sa gitna. Sabi niya, come here. On a Sabbath. Tinanong niya yung mga Pharisees, is it lawful to heal someone on a Sabbath? Siyempre, sagot nila, dapat hindi kasi magtatrabaho ka. But Jesus healed the man anyway. Healed him. Why? Because there's beyond Sabbath. Because Sabbath is really about enjoying the presence of God. It's not inactivity. It's not just not working. No, it's about a time where you just worship God and know who He is. And they completely miss that. That is why Jesus, when He saw him in verse 14, okay, see, you are well. That's ESV. NIV says, see, now you are well again. By implication, NIV is saying that he was once well. And then he became sick for 38 years. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you. I mean, what worse can be? Ano bang mas worse kaysa sa, you know, invalid ka for 38 years? What can be worse than that? Jesus is not just concerned with the healing of your body. Jesus is even more concerned with your holiness, with your the salvation of your soul. Now, we do not know if this guy actually came to know the Lord. We don't know because he went away straight after this. Now, baliwanag ko lang po, Jesus is not saying, okay, gusto ko lang po iklaro, that Jesus is not saying here that your sickness is a result of sin. Although, however, in this particular story, what Jesus is saying is that it is most likely that this man's sin was the cause of his problem. That's why Jesus said, sin no more. Otherwise, something worse might happen to you. Okay? Because how do we know that? Because when you go to John chapter 9, there was a blind man, you know, who was born blind. There was a man who was born blind, and the disciples asked Jesus, Jesus, who sinned? His parents or him? Why was he born blind? Jesus said, neither. So, meron pong mga kasakitan at karamdaman na hindi resulta ng ating kasalanan. Pero marami pong mga kasakitan o karamdaman na maaaring resulta ng ating kasalanan. Actually, psychologists will tell you that if only we could teach people to forgive themselves and to deal with their guilt, about 90% of them will not take medications. They'll be okay. Because sometimes, The reason why we're sick is because there's so much unforgiveness in our hearts. Hindi ka makatulog. Bakit? Kasi pipikit mo yung mata mo, nakikita mo yung ginawa nila sa'yo. And you just can't simply forgive. You know, there are things that you need to let go. But that's what Jesus is saying here. Okay? Meron pong mga kasalanan talaga. What is the situation you're in right now? Because if Jesus could do that to him, he can surely do that to you. See, when Jesus was being confronted by the religious leaders, when they were confronting the man who was healed, because they were so concerned with their loss that they forgot to celebrate with the healing of this man. This is what Jesus said. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me, and his voice you have never heard. His form you have never seen. I hope and pray that you come to church, you hear God. I hope and pray that you come to church, that you don't miss out on what God is doing. I hope and pray that you're not here because it's just a religious duty. It's something that you have to do. No. Jesus is saying to you today, come to me. Let me bring healing to your soul. Let me do the impossible in your life. Don't miss me. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he sent. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe his word is powerful? He's asking you today, do you want to get healed? Do you want to get better? Do you want your situation to change? You can't do it on your own. I have to come in. You know, another last interesting thing about this story that we read in John chapter 5, the man wasn't seeking Jesus. The man wasn't looking for healing. Jesus came to him. Today, Jesus is coming to you, asking you, would you let me in? Will you let me in? Let's just bow down our heads and close our eyes. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that beyond the sign of healing, really you're more concerned about our spiritual being. Not that you're not concerned with our body. Yes, you are. You want to heal us. You want to bring wholeness. You want to make us strong and healthy. But at the same time, you are longing for us to surrender our lives to you so that we could find that healing for our soul. Because that's what you came to do. You came not just to pay and heal our sickness, but to pay the penalty of our sin. Lord, right now we ask you, take this sense of hopelessness, this feeling of helplessness in us. Whatever situation we're in today, Lord, we just want to declare that nothing is impossible with you. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around, if you're here today and you are, you're feeling hopeless, parang ang feeling mo yung situation mo ngayon, wala nang pag-asa. Paulit-ulit lang na problema. Paulit-ulit lang na sakit, paulit-ulit lang na kung anong bagay ba yan. You need to ask Jesus to give you hope, to look to Him, because He is hope, He is grace. Is that you? If that's you, would you just raise your hands? While everybody's head bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around, please. Yes, see that hand. Anyone else? You're in a hopeless situation, and Jesus is saying to you today, admit it to me. So say to me, come to me right now, all who are heavy laden, let me give you rest. Lord, you see the hands of these people. Lord, thank you that I am not their hope, but you are their hope. Lord, thank you that we see in the story of the Bible, and we see that story in the life of Jaime, Lord, that you are real. that you are the God of the impossibility. And Lord, right now, I speak hope. I speak faith in the lives of these people, Lord, right now. Encourage them. In Jesus' name.